Let's talk about death, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about death. On the last and first episode of The Advisor of Gods, we were speaking on overcoming fear of failure and how I practice death. I practice for death. And how I like to bring awareness and attention to my state of being when I'm put myself through experiences that bring me shock. And I describe death, and I will go into my near-death experiences here in a little bit, as shocking. Death is shocking to your body. The feeling of your spirit leaving your physical matter is shocking, yet it's a relief. And I just wanted to clarify a few things about death and how we might need a new word for death, because death is not an actual thing. It's something we made up, and you'll see what I mean here in a bit. I want to start with physics. Yes, let's start with physics. The law of thermodynamics. You might be familiar with this. It says, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It simply changes states. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It simply changes states. The total amount of mass and energy in the universe is constant. Yeah, that's cute, Laura, but what does that mean? Constant. That means perpetual, infinite. Energy and mass. You, my friend, are infinite and cannot be destroyed. Nor created, meaning that you were already here before you were a baby, before you even remember. You were already here, my friend. And you will always be here. So you cannot die. And that's on some physics. That is not some woo-woo shit. That is not some spiritual, religious, hippie shit. It's physics. Don't you just love physics? I love physics. And so physics says that there is no such thing as death. To some people, that may be comforting. And to others, you might just be on the same page. Like, okay, yeah, that's cute, but I'm still gonna die. This body's still gonna go. So, yeah, you're correct. You know, your body might cease to walk on, yet your consciousness, your soul, your energy, your mass will continue to live on as it has forever. And that is why it is so important to continue establishing this relationship with the infinite, with the eternal. People have a negative connotation to the word death. As I was saying in my last episode, people have a negative connotation to the word change. There's a fear of what may come. There's a fear of the unknown. There's a fear of the other side. From my near-death experiences, plural, the way in is the same way out. death feels like an orgasm, people. An orgasm got you in, an orgasm gets you out. I was talking about the release of matter, the release, your spirit being released from your matter. Do you know how delicious that feeling is? To not be contained in this physical vessel, for your spirit to roam free, to be unleashed from its cage. Ooh, get goosebumps just thinking about it. It is a delicious orgasmic feeling. So if you were worried about death being painful, no sir, no ma'am. So that's out of the way. Ooh, it's not painful at all. It is delicious to be released back into the energetic field as an energetic form. Delightful. So death is a change. That feels like an orgasm. Great. I'm ready. Just kidding, it's not that easy, right? It can be, if you wish it to be. When you have had as many near-death experiences as I have, it's pretty difficult to fear death. I've been very sick this week. I'm still under the weather. But I had a really high fever and I felt like it was frying my brain. I was in bed the other night, in between sleep. I couldn't really sleep. And I was having this dream of that I was dying. It was more of a nightmare because I was scared of death. This fear crept in of uncertainty, of not knowing. I was just frightened. I don't know of what, of everything, of not knowing, not being sure. That's what I was most afraid of, not being sure. And I can't really specifically tell you what I was not sure of, but I was dying and I was not sure, and it was scary. I hadn't felt that feeling in a very long time. The feeling of uncertainty, of not knowing. I have been pretty solid in my spiritual practice for a while, in my core, in my truth. So feeling this again in this dream state was a bit unsettling. But as I was reflecting back on it, once awake, obviously, and out of that state, I realized that not knowing is a choice. Uncertainty is a choice. If I am energy, if I am mass, and I am eternal, constant, perpetual, infinite, I am all-knowing. You probably heard me talk about how I speak to higher self and how I can ask anything and it is answered, either immediately through this conversation that is going on in my head, or through my life experience. It shows me. And this is accessible to anybody, anywhere, and I'm not the first person that I know tap into that. But connecting to that higher self, that higher aspect of you, your as above counterpart, your spiritual counterpart facilitates knowing, facilitates all knowing. If you can ask any question and it is answered to you, then you are all knowing. This vessel is pretty incredible. This human being, you know, the human being has no limits to potential. There is no limit to human potential, has not been found yet. Google it. Every single day, we continue to push the limits of the human vessel. I have seen men walk through fire, sit on a fire and not get burned. I have seen people eat glass, neon poisonous glass. I have seen some crazy things. I have seen beings levitate. I have seen beings with their voice levitate other things. What is death? What is death? Death is change. Death is the continuation of your infinite being onto another vessel, another thing, another experience. And there is so much to experience. There is no limit to the experience. And this is what we're here for. What is uncertainty? What is fear? Limitations that don't even exist. They don't exist. Yet you place them there because it's comforting. It's like a baby in a crib. You put the baby in the crib because, you know, you can keep track of it. It's not going to go too far. But what is to live without limits? What is to live fearlessly? Death, change. We live in constant change. We live in constant death. Every single day we are born again. Every single day we rise up new, a new opportunity, a new day, a new life. Every breath is a new opportunity, a new day, a new life. A gift. Thank you. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to experience through this vessel. Allow me to live without fear, to embody my most potent, my most powerful, my most brilliant existence here on earth now. Allow me to live without fear, so that I may move fearlessly in outermost joy, in outermost excitement, in outermost full potential. Death, transcendence, change is a gift. Knowing that we have limited time in this vessel is a gift. It's exciting to see how far we can take this vessel, what this vessel can do. It's exciting to be in a body, to be able to jump, to be able to walk, if you're fortunate enough to do that in this lifetime. If you're fortunate enough to use your eyes to see the vibrant colors, you're fortunate enough to smell the fragrance of the flowers, if you're fortunate enough to have 10 fingers or more, or less, on your two beautiful hands, or perhaps one, to be able to touch and feel all these surfaces, all the textures. It is a gift to be able to experience this beautiful life this time around through whoever you are today. Listening to this, which is another gift. Wow, you are so privileged to be able to have this device that you are listening on for your ears to function, to listen to beautiful melodies. Music is such a gift. Sounds. There's so much to be grateful for, and it's hard. It's hard to know that one day you will have to let go of this beautiful vessel that you were gifted with. It's really interesting because, you know, dealing with body dysmorphia for as long as I can remember, and having this complete disassociation with what I look like, and as I'm healing, as I'm growing, as I'm learning to love myself, every single part and aspect of myself, more and more each day, the more difficult it becomes to let go of the attachment to this vessel, to this beautiful vessel. The more I love, the more difficult it becomes to let go. Usually the spiritual path of non-attachment, supposedly as you progress on your spiritual path, you get better at non-attachment. But for me, it has been quite the opposite. Something that I continue to learn and navigate through as each day goes by. Yet, I know, and I'm most certain, that when that day comes, I will leave with a smile on my face, and I will walk on to the next thing, knowing that only greatness can come from change. Only greatness can come from death. Only evolution, progress, can come from transmutation. That is what we are here for. It is inevitable. It's funny how we want to associate the inevitable with something bad. Death is bad. Death is sad. Death is dreadful. Something to mourn about. But it's the inevitable. It is something that we all have to come to face one day. Why cannot we see it as something good? Why wouldn't the inevitable be something great? It's inevitable. To reunite once again with the infinite. To reunite once again with energy and mass that is constant, perpetual. When we are able to look at the bigger picture, you know, what is your life? 80 years, maybe 90, perhaps more, perhaps less. What is 80, 90 years to infinity? That's what it is. It's just a blink of an eye. When and if you're able to grasp the bigger picture, this of omniscience, infinity, of that of which you are, when and if you are able to grasp that before you ever came into existence, you knew what you were doing, that you were brought in here with a purpose, that your existence is all of here for something, which is to add to that bigger picture of who you truly are here in the university of life. When you realize that this vessel is only borrowed, that you are inhabiting it temporarily, you are not it, you are in it, but you are not it. I trust when you realize all these things, the concept of death becomes a lot less scary. And as I was saying on the previous episode, with constant practice, we can reprogram these emotions that we have attached to these concepts through societal programming, through what the TV tells us, our parents tell us, our teachers tell us, our friends tell us. And so we can, through our own lens, view the world through our own unique intentional lens, view the world in such a way that we want to view it, therefore become the creators of our world, become the creators of our life experience once again, to unlearn what we have learned, to erase these programs and become pure again, to peel back the layers and come closer to our true self, the one that knows that it is infinite, the one that knows that it has no limits, the one that knows that it has infinite potential, the one that does not fear death, but it welcomes it. It welcomes change, for it knows that it is its next stage. It is its evolution, its progression into something new, into something better. May we be in constant practice, in constant remembrance of who we truly are beneath the layers, the societal construct. May we constantly tap back inwards. May we find the time to tune back in with self, with true self. And know that it's not something that you have to find, not something that you have to go look for in a book or in a podcast or in a YouTube video. It is not behind the words of some guru. It is with you all along, because it was always you all along. For you to find it, you only need to sit with yourself long enough to tune into it, to be able to hear it, for you to want it, for you to want to connect and that is all it takes. Thank you so much for tuning in and allowing me the honor to deliver this message to you. It is truly a gift, and I am eternally grateful. I send you my most infinite love, and I trust that you catch the next one. I'm so grateful. Thank you for being here, really. Thank you. You're amazing. Love you.